as a business person, like, don't you want to know what your competition is, first of all, right? How do you know that, you know, what you're saying no to? At least know what you're saying no to and then say no. It's okay to say no. Because I'd been in the business, when I saw the model and the platform, I told Steve, I was like, this is a way that we can help agents get off that hamster wheel all the time. Like, we, you know, it's almost like a moral obligation at this point for me to let people, you know, see the EXP platform, you know, whether they decide to do anything or not, it's okay. Like, you know, it doesn't matter to me, but I feel like this obligation, because like you said, life happens. We've all dealt with life, you know, in different ways that come unexpectedly, and knowing the blessing that it has been for us. You know, again, he and I talked about it a lot. I mean, we were going through a really stressful situation, and thankfully he's doing well. But I mean, how many times have we heard, and have we even all experienced in our own life, like how stressful it is when finances are a problem, right? Mm-hmm. You know, when you don't have enough money at the end of the month, like that's stressful. And mm-hmm. So we talked so many times about how grateful we were that we didn't have that stress on our back, along with the health stress that we were dealing with, you know? Right. It really, for me, has that even fueled my fire more. Like, Kathy, like, you know, you've got to let people know there's better ways in this business. Yeah,
exactly. Well, and, you know, a couple of minutes ago, I got all fired up and passionate about it, but that's where I'm at with it. I want to scream from the rooftops. Like, just look at this, like, just come look.
Yeah.
Cause you don't know what you don't know. You know, like, you need to at least see it for yourself and evaluate it for yourself and, you know, put your numbers that you did last year into this model. And what does that look like? How much more money would you have made if you'd have been here?
Cause being that's paid multiple good. Ways.
Totally. I mean, everybody. And so anyway, yeah, I'm passionate about sharing it cause I know what it can do. I used to dread January. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that. Like, oh yeah. Yeah. We just did 180 deals. My team and I, I've got awards up here on my shelf that I won, but why is it, you know, Keller Williams, because we were the top this and that and whatever and all this stuff. But where am I at January 1st? Right back at zero.
Back at zero.
Yeah. Oh, I hated it.
Yeah.
I mean, I got burnt out on it. I loved it, but I got the same time I was like, oh my gosh, like this is making me crazy.
Yeah.
And so I saw this 4 years ago, had no intention of making a move.
Yeah.
Sean called me up. Hey, would you take a look at this? I know Sean. Sure, I'll take a look. I'm not moving. I told him, I'm like, you know, if you're trying to sell me on another company, like, been there, done
We're
that.
Happy. Whatever. Yeah. Totally.
I'm at 100% company. I've been here for 7 years. I don't need all the bells and whistles going on with all the other companies. Like, I don't need it. You know, I got my team and we're doing great. And then I looked at this and a week later I made a move because it made too much sense. I'm like, you know, whatever. And so I'll call agents and, oh no, not interested. Nope. I'll never look. I'm like, you're like, what's wrong with you? Like, I just want to reach through the computer, the phone and just like, look, you know, snap out of it.
It's crazy too, to me, you know, going back, you know, I'm all about business, you know, I mean, just all about business. And I mean, it blows my mind. Like, it just blows my mind. I'm like, how do you know what you're even saying no to? As a business person, like, don't you want to know what your competition is, first of all, right? How do you know that, you know, what you're saying no to? At least know what you're saying no to and then say no. It's okay to say no. But from a business perspective, I never understand why people are not even open-minded, because, like, again, from business, that makes no sense. You know, if we're not growing and expanding and open to ideas and business, you know, again, things may not be for you in any component of the business, but at least know what you're saying no to.
Right. It doesn't hurt to look.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's free to look, you know, and again, I never push this. I don't want to push this on anybody. Like, just look at it. If it intrigues you, we'll dive in deeper. If it intrigues you, we'll stay in touch on it. 3 years from now, whatever, life happens to you and now you want to know more, and that's fine. Like, it's just, I'm not here to push anybody.
Mm-mm. That's
But just look. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you evaluate it for yourself. And you know what? It might not be for you. I don't think it's going to be for everybody.
No.
Of course not. But man, I don't know. It got me.
See, when you say that, Jeff, I'm like, no, it's for everybody. No.
I deep down, I think that. I believe that.
We think that, but maybe they don't. But at the end of the day, like you said,
It's just a better way. It's a better model. You're going to make more money. You're going to grow your business.